Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Open the window, let us build a peach blossom. The tiger lily, the marigold.
Oh, look at her. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Eels is the name of the longtime, ever-evolving project led by guitarist and songwriter Mark Oliver Everett, known to his fans and friends as E. Over the last two decades, E has managed to keep one foot in the mainstream with alternative chart hits and film soundtracks, and one foot in the decidedly experimental and often deeply conceptual. The band Eels' latest album is called Wonderful Glorious, and the band is here in our Soundcheck studio to play for us with the song On the Ropes. Here is Eels.
Every time I find myself in this old bind, watching the death of my hopes, in the ring so long, gonna prove I'm wrong. I'm not knocked out, but I'm on the ropes. I've got enough fight left inside this tired heart to win this one and walk out on my feet. No retreat. I may never get everything, I bet, but I'm a man who always copes. I'm hurting bad and fighting mad. I'm not knocked out, but I'm on the ropes. Everything that I hold near and dear to me is riding on this moment. I know how.
That is Eels, or at least the guitar section of the band, playing live in our studio. Mark Oliver Everett, E, as he's known, The Chet, and Peeboo, all playing guitars, E singing. So who are we missing, E?
The rhythm section gets to sleep late.
All right, so that's Knuckles and
Knuckles
Cool
on
G
drums
Murder.
And Honest Al on the bass. They're probably still in bed.
Okay. The album, the new album, is called Wonderful Glorious from the band Eels. Now, E, your last trio of records were all related. It was a sort of a conceptual trilogy.
That's right.
That was now a good two, 3 years ago. So what was What was the idea behind Wonderful Glorious?
The idea originally behind it was to not have an idea, which was a unique approach for me. I thought, you know, I usually go into making an album with a very specific lyrical concept or musical direction I want it to go in. And this time I thought it would be a worthy experiment to just call the guys and say, let's just meet on this date and see what happens.
And what happened?
Just, you know, it could have been a disaster, and I was willing to take that risk. And, you know, just simply because I hadn't done it that way.
Right. Now, so you end up with an album with 13 tracks and then a bonus disc with 13 more tracks, which it seems like, you know, sometimes people put bonus tracks out because they just, they're second-tier stuff. But sometimes they're songs that just didn't fit the arc of the,
yeah,
of the album.
Yeah, that's the case with us. It's not. It's never like, you know, a bonus track or a B-side is an inferior song. It's just something that might not have fit into the grand scheme of the album.
Right. So
and
at
I thought,
some
you know,
point...
Why, it's a 13-track album. Why not have 13 bonus tracks? I'm trying to make the number 13 lucky this time.
Okay. But the idea that songs might not fit in the grand scheme of this record suggests that despite going into the process without an idea, at some point there was an idea. There was a grand scheme.
Yeah, I mean, it happened very organically, and the I can look back on it now and see the lyrics and what's going on there, and I can see that part of what became the concept of it all was that I was a little scared about not knowing where I was going. So there's a lot of lyrics about fighting your way out of a corner and that kind of stuff.
As with On the Ropes, the song you just did.
Yes, for a good example.
And then by the end of the album, with the title track, Wonderful Glorious, it's, you know, it, I mean, to say love conquers all makes is a kind of a trite way of saying it, but, you know, you get a feeling of having come through something.
That might be the closest I'm ever going to get to my own, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make moment.
All right. So was the songwriting process different because the recording process was so different?
Yeah, it was a lot more fun to do it this way because we all contributed and we were all just sitting in a room together just bouncing ideas off of each other, which can be awkward when it's not going well. Just ask these guys. I'm just kidding. Keep their mics muted.
So, but presumably...
There wasn't a lot of that. There wasn't a lot of the awkward stuff. It can be really awkward when it's like two guys with an acoustic guitar sitting nose to nose just and you shooting down each other's ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be very awkward.
Uh-huh.
In this case, you got five guys that have spent a lot of time together and it's more fun than not.
So in terms of songwriter credits, it's like these are all credited to the band, to Eels.
Well, there's everybody had a hand in contributing different parts to it.
Okay. The album is called Wonderful Glorious. It's the latest from the band Eels. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. E, you were, you know, I didn't see This Is 40, the movie, although I've seen bits and pieces of it. So I can't tell, were you actually in the movie or did your scene get deleted?
Yeah, I got, I'm on the cutting room floor.
You're on the cutting room floor.
Judd Apatow put it online to promote the movie.
Okay. Because, you know, we had Graham Parker here before the movie came out talking about, you know, playing himself in this Judd Apatow movie, This Is 40. So what was your, I mean, before it got excised, were you playing yourself?
Yeah, I play, you can see it online, it's on YouTube, and I play a heightened version of myself where I'm even ruder and more eccentric than I actually am.
And how was that?
It was pretty fun.
Had you ever done anything like that before?
A little bit here and there, but not like that. I mean, that was really fun because it was all improvised, and we shot it like 40 different times, and all of it was improvised. And so, you know, I was sitting there acting with Paul Rudd, and so it was just a really fun experience.
Yeah. Well, as you say, you haven't done that before, but, you know, there's a certain theater to what you do once Eels is out of the studio and out on the road. What's the current tour looking like?
Well, we are showmen. You know, I don't believe in wasting anyone's time and just, you know, we don't rehearse in the basement and then come out and stare at our shoes. We try to imagine ourselves in the audience and what can we do to impress ourselves. And we are impressed by kick-ass shows. So that's what we aim to do.
All right, the band is Eels, and they're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio some songs from the new album, Wonderful Glorious. I really like Accident Prone, which might not be about what the title would lead you to believe.
Thank God you like it, because we're about to play it.
Here they are. It's the band Eels, live on Soundcheck with Accident Prone.
Accident, me running into you, was off of my beaten path, got lost from my crew, out of my element, lost hold of the wheel. I didn't anticipate pleasant ordeal. I was getting tired of always being alone. Good thing that I've always been so accident prone. What made me go that way? Well, I really don't know. Who do I have to thank? To what do I owe? I was feeling so bereft, all my chances blown. Good thing that I've always been so accident prone. Accident prone, a happy accident, me running into you. Who do I have to thank? To what do I owe?
A song called Accident Prone. It appears on the new album by the band Eels, the album called Wonderful Glorious. But that's a live version of the song here on Soundcheck. This next tune is one of the bonus tracks that comes with the Eels Deluxe Edition of the new record. It's called I'm Your Brave Little Soldier. Once again, Eels, live on Soundcheck.
Things were good for a couple of minutes. Now it's one hard fight. A supermarket cart makes a home. I push it by myself. I'm your brave little soldier, and everything will be alright. I'm your brave little soldier, coming home to you tonight, gonna be alright. Stand in line at the Playboy liquor, ski mask yelling in my face. Laying on the floor, thinking how I forgot to pray last night. I'm your brave little soul. I'm your brave little
all right.
I'm your brave little soldier. Eels, one of the bonus tracks from the deluxe edition of their new album, Wonderful Glorious. Live performance here in the studio. E and the Chet and Peeboo all singing, all playing guitars. And E, we've talked about your dad before on the program, a physicist who sort of promulgated the many worlds, the multi-universe theory, and you got involved in that documentary film about him and stuff. Going through that kind of process, you know, film, science, that whole thing, coming when you come back to writing music, did you find that that whole thing had kind of changed your approach?
Well, that really benefited me personally, and it probably helped me not write too many more songs about my family dying and whatnot, that I had another outlet for it.
Right,
I'd already dealt with that pretty extensively musically.
Well, I mean, you know, people who are fans of Eels, I mean, you know, you've the story of, you know, yeah, losing basically your whole family one by one has been a part of the kind of the arc of the narrative of these songs.
You know, it's a tricky thing because my whole thing from the outset was that I just wanted to be reflecting all the different shades and colors of what happens to us all in life. But I had some extreme situations that, you know, get a certain amount of attention because of how extreme they are. But that's just, you know, one side of the story in my book.
But the idea of, you know, the parallel worlds, parallel lives, you know, the song Accident Prone is all about a chance meeting and stuff, you know. It's hard not to hear an echo of that sort of thinking in a song like that.
Yeah, well, you know, to me, like, Accident Prone is a celebration that, that there are all these factors out of our control that sometimes, you know, on the front of the album cover, there's a bomber dropping bombs, and, you know, we're all dodging these bombs every day, but every once in a while you get hit by one, and you might not know it, but it could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
And the first, the lead-off track on the record is called Bombs Away. So, again, there is this sense of, you know, however much you say you went into the process without an idea or a plan, something happened along the course of the way.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, we only have so much control, and it turns out not much.
So, having, you know, seen how Wonderful Glorious worked out, is this, you know, a procedure you'd like to try again?
Well, I've already done it. I don't see the point in doing that again.
All right. Sorry, guys. You're dismissed. Yeah. He's going alone again.
who knows? Yeah, I would love to do it again.
All right. That's the politically correct answer.
That's what I
meant to
say.
Thank you, E. The band is Eels. The album is called Wonderful Glorious. And, guys, thank you so much for coming in playing for us today.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck.
Has led you to this moment in the light. It's all right.